pick a window.
You are about to listen to I Told You So, the world's greatest relationship podcast, hosted by Tiffany and Jeff, two people in the healthiest relationship of all time.
Join our power couple as we explore the ups and downs of love, offering you the tools you need to navigate the relationship scene with charm, humor, and grace.
Welcome to I Told You So, where love is our business.
And laughter is our secret weapon.
Well, hi, babe.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
Okay.
I'm well. I had a good week overall.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Was I not here this week?
No, I did. I got to go to Lava Hot Springs.
You did?
And see my family, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Enjoyed my mom. And I went by myself, which gave me a lot of drive time.
Yeah.
Alone. I caught up on the Left Show, actually.
Did you really?
I did.
You're in the room for the Left Show.
I know, but sometimes I don't hear it because I'm watching
football.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that happened to me this week.
You had a bad week.
I didn't have a bad week. I just had some bummer things happen.
Yeah. Your little football team lost.
My amazing football team lost.
Your amazing football team lost.
And we lost to the Steelers, which is just, it hurts so bad.
Now, that would be bad. What would be worse is if you were shit-talking before the game and that caught up to you.
I would never do such a
you
thing.
Would never.
Why would I shit-talk a
ever
Steelers
do such
fan?
A thing.
Yeah. I did. I totally shit-talked. I sent a voice clip that said, "You're gonna lose."
Yeah. How did your fantasy football turn out for the week, though?
I think I'm down a little bit.
Yeah.
But overall, okay. I think I'll be okay. Yeah.
Are you, is this your first time doing fantasy football?
Yeah, I've never done it before.
That's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you like football a lot, and the meatheads that like the football like the fantasy football.
It's true, but until, I guess, maybe 6 years, I mean, I had my world was very small being a stay-at-home mom. I didn't do much. Wasn't involved in much of anything.
Yeah.
So now that I work and can play fantasy football at work, yeah, I'm all in.
Okay. This week, since you're not going to ask me about my week, I'll just move on. This week.
No, your week was bad.
Yeah. And continues to be bad.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Do you want to tell me more about it? Your bad week?
No.
Why?
Because you didn't ask.
I'm asking right now.
You asked if I wanna. You didn't ask me to.
Sorry. Please. Tell me about your bad week.
I had a shit week. We had a computer go down over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't record. We had to get a replacement hard drive.
Yeah.
JC helped out with that.
Oh, that's nice.
And so we got the computer up and running to a point. I'm still worried about it because all the other parts are still old as fuck, but
yeah,
you know, what are you going to do? That started the week, and then my little football team lost.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
The Ravens.
Oh,
that's my football team.
I thought you were talking about your football team, soccer.
What I've seen so far is Arsenal did great.
They did. Did they win?
Yeah.
Against Manchester City United?
Yeah. Is it Man City? I think it was Man City.
I think it was Man City.
Yeah. They won. I found on Paramount Plus the Women's Football League is on there for women's soccer. And I watched a game yesterday that was just fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I watched a couple of highlight reels this morning and was almost late to work because I forgot that it was Wednesday and I have to be there at 11 and not noon.
You do.
Yeah. And I was watching Megan Rapinoe's last game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing against Washington, which is Rodman plays on that team. So it was Rodman against
Trinity.
Yeah. And it ended it ended in a 0-0 tie. Hmm.
And it was a tough game for both of them. And Rodman was fucking on fire. You know, the whole game just couldn't turn the chances into goals.
Dang it.
None of them could. You know, and there were a lot. There were Washington. I mean, they shot so many times at the goddamn goal and missed every time. And then every time, I think it's Rapinoe's team was down. You know, they made a few shots and didn't make them. And, you know, I mean, that's got to be a rough way to go out with a 0-0 tie.
I guess it's better than going out like the Broncos did against the Dolphins by.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were watching Welcome to Wrexham, and they were covering the women's team.
Yes.
And their last game of the season, they won 11-1.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds saw the basketball score. And, you know, so that was pretty cool. But I'd say overall for the week, I've been having mental health challenges all week. I really haven't felt my best. I think Sunday just kind of drained me. And then Monday, I couldn't stay awake. I just kept falling asleep. And that was rough. You know, now we're a couple days back into work. And everything's fine there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
My work's crazy right now. All my team left. I'm the only one in the office. And we have a lot of shows this weekend. We're really busy in the theaters. So we'll see. We have Damn These Hills going, the film festival at Rose Wagner.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
That's it. And you guys have the big Equality Utah Gala coming up too, don't you?
We do, yes. That's at Eccles. And Indigo Girls will be performing.
I know.
Oh, and you know what I thought is that we really needed to go. I actually looked at tickets. Not worth it. But to see them in Eccles.
Worth it. Just a little out of our price range.
To see the Indigo Girls, yes.
Yes.
To see the Indigo Girls in Eccles in that with that kind of sound and environment would be amazing.
I've never seen them live before. And then we went to the Brandi Carlile concert that you got me tickets to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the Delta Center. And
I was going to correct you, but you're right.
I am.
And you wait long enough, it all comes around.
Even if it were still the Vivint, I would still call it the goddamn Delta Center. But the sound was awful.
What?
It was so bad where we were that, you know, I finally just succumbed to the migraine that had been chasing me all day and was like, we got to go.
Yeah.
And then we find out later that the Indigo Girls came back out on stage and did 25 minutes with Brandi Carlile.
We don't have to talk about it.
Oh, I felt bad about it. I still
FOMO.
Feel bad about that. I really do. I feel awful.
She's amazing, though. She put on a great concert.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the opener. The black lady with the guitar.
Yeah.
She was great.
Letitia or something like that.
Yeah, she was a good guitar player. She really was. And then it was the Indigo Girls and they came out and it was like, I kind of recognized the songs because they were so mush by the time they came to the back of the arena that it just sounded god awful.
Well, it probably would have been better if we were in the back of the arena, but we were on the side. We were like on the side towards the back.
Yeah,
which
seats.
Is the worst. I'm sorry.
No,
the
no.
Worst.
The seats themselves, as far as looking at what was going on, were wonderful. They were great seats, Ben. I mean, I'm not complaining about that.
I will always complain about seats in an arena like that.
Yeah.
They're not made for music. They're uncomfortable. You're sitting sideways looking at the, trying to look at
that
the
was weird.
Stage.
Yeah, that
it's
was
so
a little
uncomfortable.
Weird. But that was great. And it was weird. Was it Mike and Paul?
Yeah, we went with friends. It was fun.
Yeah, and they were right behind us.
Uh-huh.
And that was fun. That was a good show. And so, yeah, do I have a little FOMO about not being able to afford to see them at Eccles? Yes.
I do, too.
Yes, I do. And that's mostly because I just respect and love Troy Williams so much. You know, I do what I can to support him. But, you know, this is not my tax bracket this year.
They're really expensive.
Or the last few years. And since I'm not working in politics and I'm not running campaigns anymore and I'm not running for office I don't get my
your free ticket,
my pity ticket.
I've never paid for a ticket before. So I went to log in and I was like, what the fuck? No way.
Yeah. Yeah, I paid for tickets years ago. Years and years
ago. Never have. In fact, I took Brooklyn and I've taken my mom to Equality, Utah. Never paid for a ticket.
They do good work.
Yeah.
It's usually a pretty good show. The food's always pretty good. But I don't know about in the new venue.
There's no... Yeah, so Eccles is different. Like, they open it all up. It's an open lobby. And then they serve, like...
Canapes?
Yeah. Yeah. They just serve little appetizers.
Yeah. What is it? Little food on big trays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said that on the site, it said something like, enough to keep you full. Like, enough to get you through.
Yeah. I mean, that's something.
Yeah.
So, this week, we have some questions. This is from an article in Teen Vogue, because that's where you get most of your solid relationship advice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That and Cosmopolitan.
It's probably
18 ways to blow his mind in bed. Oh, have you not read that one?
Apparently,
how
I haven't.
How many times do I have to send that?
Send again.
And so this one breaks the questions down into three distinct categories. The first one, deep questions. The second one, relationship questions. The third one, fun questions. And so because this is a serious, hard-hitting relationship show, mm-hmm. we're going to go with the fun questions.
Okay. We're only doing fun questions?
Unless you want to scroll back up.
Otherwise, I didn't realize there were different sections.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think we can do fun ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I'll go first.
Okay. You can ask me a question.
Okay.
Yep.
If... No, we did that one.
We did?
Oh, no. No, I can't find what I was going to go. You go first.
Okay. Do you prefer to sleep in or wake up early on the weekends?
I prefer to wake up because I'm a morning person.
That is not how it has been overall.
I sleep until like 8 o'clock.
Now? You sleep all the time.
I know. Now I just get so bored and so lonely when you're still sleeping. It just drives me absolutely crazy.
If you were to go back into sleep instead of turning on the bathroom light with the door open, not that I have a problem or that there's any underlying issue here I'm not mentioning before.
Oh, you just waited till the show to bring it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Put a microphone in front of me. I'm usually going to cut loose a little bit. That's another thing. I got asked to run for office this week.
Oh, I know. Everyone did.
Yeah.
We all did.
Isn't that weird? Did they just go through the voter rolls?
I know. That's what I thought. I'm like, so what position are you trying to fill? Because we don't even have municipals.
Here's what happened. I got a text message asking, you know, hey, you're interested in running for office? And I wrote back, I am, but you know who you really ought to get in touch with? Tiffany.
What?
Yep. She's got relationships in the city. She's run here before. Give her a call. Here's her phone number.
Oh, God.
I didn't give them their phone number.
They have it. They reached out already.
Yeah.
But it was a mass text to everybody.
Yeah. But I did. I did throw you under the bus.
Thank you.
I thought it was funny.
I know you did.
Yep. But it'll give me a chance to run a campaign again. Would you let me?
Fun. Oh, hell yeah. Okay. You're the only one I would trust.
Aw. I dig that.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to ask me a question?
Yeah, I forgot to look, but yeah. How do you like to show love?
Improv comedy.
Oh.
No. Honestly, it's a question that's actually up in the deep questions and what's your love language, but it's usually acts of service. You tell me that you're thirsty, I stop and get you milk.
Yeah.
Things like that. You know, if you have a need, I will try. And I do that with most everybody. If you have a need that I can help fulfill, I will do my best to do that. You know? Because that's just how I am.
Yeah, you are. You're very, very thoughtful like that. Very sweet.
Wouldn't go that far.
You are.
Okay.
You always have been.
Okay.
you also receive love the same way. That's your love language. Acts of kindness, right?
Yeah.
Action.
Yeah.
Action is your love language.
Okay. I like a little action. Yeah. Okay. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
Okay. That's hurtful.
I'm sorry.
That stings a little bit.
No, I don't.
Do you want to ask me that question?
Do you believe in love at first
sight?
Yes. Oh, please. You did not love me at first sight.
You came in the door. Looking like a million bucks.
Oh, my goodness.
You were wearing that skirt, you know, which I did take notice of. You looked great. You smelled nice. You were nervous as hell. And you know, I was smitten. I was absolutely smitten with you right away.
Aww.
Before you made it out the door, I already knew that you were going to be important.
Aww,
yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah, of course it's sweet. I'm sweet, remember?
Yes, yes.
All right, give me another one.
Your most embarrassing moment.
I was running for Democratic Party chair in 2009. I had been beating up on the current chair for two things. One was swinging to the right too often to make the Blue Dogs and the conservatives happy. And that cheesed me off.
Your opponent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wayne. Mm-hmm. And Wayne's union guy had access to shit tons of money and support and all that. And it was an uphill. And my idea, my thinking was, is I know I can't win, but I'm going to run to try. And if worse comes to worse and I don't win, this is acceptable pressure for, you know, the current chair that I was running against to swing back into, you know, a more moderate Democratic way instead of the weird Blue Dog bullshit that was going on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They lied. They cheated. They were just fucking awful, while we were running. And the other thing that I was running against was the fact that we were still doing old fashioned things to message. And when I left the party and Jim Matheson ran me off, they backslid, you know, to the guy that took over for me would print out his press releases and drive them around to the news stations in town because that's how he did it in the 70s.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. And so, you know, the tagline on the campaign was the future is now.
He drives around.
Yeah. As he drives around. And so it was like that. It's like, we got to do TV. We got to do commercials. We got to do streaming. We got to do podcasts. We got to do all this shit. It's important. If we don't take this space now, they will own this space later. And so the technology candidate gets up to do his speech. And part of my speech was a video. And part of that video was one of my nominators was on the video.
Mm-hmm.
So we plugged everything in and we get to go and the laptop turns on and the video won't play. But the sound will.
And
I said, I'm so sorry, give me a couple minutes, you know, and I play with it for a second and I can get the video to play, but I can't get the sound to go.
And
my speech was on speech was on the notes and everything was on the laptop and suddenly the laptop had shit itself. Now, here's what's funny about that. I'm a PC guy. I build my own machines. I build my own computers. I use PCs. I'm a Windows guy. I do not give a shit about fucking Apple. And at that point, I just didn't care for them. I hate them now.
Mm-hmm.
But I had so many fucking people whispering in my ear that I needed to use a Mac because Macs always work. And this is one of the most important moments of your life. So there I am, inventing a speech out of thin air.
Oh, babe.
While troubleshooting a computer. And I don't know what to do because my first nominator is on the fucking video.
Oh.
Right? And it was Bob Agard,
mm-hmm.
who I think finally realized the trouble I was in, kind of stepped up and very politely shushed me away from the microphone and nominated me. And then my second nominator nominated me. And I was in absolute shock. I was just gobsmacked. I had no idea what to do. I accepted the nomination. I ran over time. You know, it was fucking ugly. And I got off and just broke down.
Oh, you know, it was so sad. So
wildly embarrassing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say that's probably my most embarrassing moment. I can't think of anything that comes close or that fucked me up as bad as that did. You know?
That sounds terrible.
It was awful. It was truly awful, and I hated it. So what was your most embarrassing moment?
My whole life is an embarrassing moment. I don't have just one.
We have that in common.
I mean, seriously, like every week there's some random weird shit that happens to me that's just humiliating. But here I am, continue to thrive.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I noticed when I went to the restroom for like the third time, I like put my hair behind my ear and noticed I was wearing one earring like a fucking pirate all day. One gold hoop earring.
That's a fashion statement. That's nothing.
Not these earrings.
Okay.
Let's see. Before that, wore my shirt backwards all day long at work.
That was funny.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
I think just this weekend, my mom told me to zip up my zipper before we went to Oktoberfest.
You got a license to sell hot dogs?
This is a mess. Just a mess.
That's fair. All right. I turn around. Do you ask now or do I?
You can ask.
Yeah. If money weren't a limitation, and by the way, feel free to ask me this because the answer is a mystery to you.
Is it?
If money weren't a limitation, where would you travel to tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Yeah. I could go anywhere?
Yeah. There's a war on in the Middle East right now. Would you not want to go there?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I think, really, I have a friend in Ireland right now.
Ireland would be fun.
Yeah, but I think Scotland. I was talking to her about it, and last year she went to Scotland, and she said that Scotland was going to be really hard to beat, so I think Scotland.
That's fun that somebody in Ireland's like,
I know.
Yeah, get to Scotland. Scotland's awesome. Go give that a shot. Yeah. Well, you don't have to ask me because that's my answer.
Yeah.
I would absolutely go to Scotland. There are a lot of places that I want to see, and there's a lot of food I want to eat, you know? But I want to start doing all of that in Scotland.
See, I would love to go to, like, Edinburgh, and then you can, like, drive.
Edinburgh? Yeah.
And then drive.
Yeah, do a big loop.
Yeah.
I'll send you the map. There's a map of a drive route from the north of Scotland down to the border and back up north again that goes through towns with somewhat vulgar names.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, that sounds like fun. You know, because you have to pass through some of the other towns to get to the towns with the funny names.
Yeah.
You know, like Two Balls.
Okay.
You know, Clitterwicket. Stuff like that. To all of them with names like that. So that's probably what I do. All right. So you get to ask me now.
What is your favorite holiday? This is a hard one. Like, do you have a favorite holiday?
At the risk of sounding like I'm pandering, I'm a big fan of Martin Luther King Day.
Uh-huh.
I think that we ought to have that be more serious. You know?
Hello.
Yeah. It's people just kind of blow it off.
Not me.
Yep. And I'm going to kill that dog. Buddy, get away from the door. Would you please? We're working here. And then, I have an awful lot of respect for Indigenous Peoples Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important day that ought to be taken far more seriously. We ought to get rid of that Columbus bullshit once and for all. That one's topical because that just happened.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you? What's your favorite holiday?
I love Halloween because I love the fall and I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving was even better.
That was a fun introduction to your family's holiday partying.
Yeah.
Dress up as your favorite Hanks character.
Tom Hanks character. Yeah. We had, let's see, we had Forrest Gump. We had baseball from League of Their Own.
Yeah.
We had Castaway. It was fun. It was a good party.
I can't remember what I did.
You were, I know, I can see the picture. Oh, the world?
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, because he has a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're a cowboy hat and a cardigan.
And a cardigan.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was for.
It was for that movie where he saves the little girl.
Oh, okay. I'll take it. Okay. I'll take it. Was that you? Did you ask me or did I ask you? I got lost. I don't know what we're doing anymore.
What's the best book you've read?
That's hard.
I know.
That is a difficult question. I would say Life After God by Douglas Coupland. Probably, honestly, not The Lord of the Rings. The Way of Kings series that Brandon Sanderson's writing is magnificent. I love the Harry Dresden books by Jim Butcher. Those are brilliant. Mm. I love the Vlad Taltos books from Stephen Brust. Those are brilliant. You know, probably, though, I think it was Truman by David McCullough. I love David McCullough. 1776 is a masterpiece. The book he wrote on the Panama Canal is a masterpiece. Mm. But I think that my favorite one was the biography he did of Truman. Truman was a flawed human being. Right. He was a very flawed human being who did his best to do the right thing whenever he could. And yet he still fucked up and he still killed an awful lot of people in Japan. And you know, that weighed heavy on him. And I just like the way David McCullough can just really get deep into the psyche of someone he's doing a non-interviewed biography of, you know? So yeah, Truman by David McCullough. I believe that's probably it. Do you have a favorite book?
I do. Yes, it would be Roots by Alex Haley.
No shit.
It would be my favorite book. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been years since I've read it, but I usually try to read it every couple years. Yeah.
I read it in college. I read it, I think, my first year of college when I was still at Utah Valley Community College. We read it in one of our comparative literature courses.
It's a great book. I read it for the first time when I was in seventh grade, and I've been reading it ever since. Yeah, it's very heavy. But yeah, I think one everyone should read.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember that. The only reason it wasn't one of my favorite books I read in college was because I was doing Shakespeare at the same time.
Oh, you
and
love
so it. My most dog-eared piece of literature from the age of about 17 through about, I mean, I still have it. I just saw it a few months ago, last time I was at my storage unit.
You still have what?
My complete works of William Shakespeare.
Oh. Yeah, that's cool.
It's got all my book notes, my annotations,
aww,
my doodles. There's probably a couple of fucking really shitty poems in there.
It's cute.
Of that I have no doubt.
That's cute.
All right. Let's see.
What's something I do that annoys you?
You poke me when you're bored.
I do.
When you get bored, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. You need attention right now.
I know.
Yeah. So, and it's funny. So I'm not, it's not like an upset kind of. What's something I do that annoys you? This is a list.
Oh, no.
I am sure.
You leave stuff on the garbage can. That annoys me.
Oh, like, would that be like empty gallons of milk? Do I leave that on top of the garbage can? No. Is that me? Who is that?
I meant like food, like yuckiness. If it doesn't go through the...
If it doesn't fall in the lid?
Yeah. Like the lid touches it and then it gets yucky.
Okay. Is that me?
Yeah, sometimes it's you. Sometimes it's coffee grounds.
That's always me.
I know.
Coffee grounds are always me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that all I do that annoys you?
Probably.
Keep going.
And probably, okay, here's one thing. This goes back to another question. When I do something around the house,
yeah,
and I don't hear a thank you or acknowledgement,
yeah,
drives me crazy.
That's true. I'm trying to work on that.
I know you are.
Okay. You know, I don't have an answer. I don't even have an excuse. It's just something I need to be better at, so I will be better at it.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who is your celebrity crush?
At the moment?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, no, I think...
Is he a celebrity or is he a sports figure?
No, I think my celebrity crush is Sarah Paulson. We talked about that last week, I think.
Yeah.
But I do... Yeah, I do love Jason Kelsey right now.
I caught a clip of him today,
uh-huh,
doing his show for the No Dumb Questions segment.
Yes.
And somebody's like, what's a Gronk? And he's like, oh, that's the guy that takes care of the grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the gardener.
Yeah.
That cracked me up. Even I know who Gronk is.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to ask me?
What chore do you hate doing the most?
Dishes.
Good. I did the dishes for you.
You did? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for doing the dishes. You are a hero.
I am.
A champion.
Action oriented, just for you, babe.
I hate doing the dishes. I can do just about anything else. I hate doing the dishes, and I don't much care for putting them away after.
Yeah.
Either.
I know.
Yeah.
I did that too.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can take the garbage out.
There's childhood trauma. You know, still it's weird to be this old and to still have childhood trauma issues. But there is childhood trauma wrapped up in dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not a happy chore at our house.
Mm.
If you did the dishes wrong, you had to clean the kitchen floor. I am not making this up, with a toothbrush.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yep. I had to do it three times. Three times I had to do the kitchen floor with a toothbrush.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't learn my lesson. I moved out when my parents divorced. That's why, yeah, I didn't have to do it four times. I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
Man.
I am out. What's your favorite sport?
It depends on the season.
Yeah.
I love football, but I also love basketball. So I love college basketball and the WNBA. Women's.
Yeah.
I love women's sports.
Yeah.
In general.
I'd say water polo first, and then curling. And I fucking love curling so much.
Why?
Because a guy my shape can do well.
I know, but it's just, yeah, to watch it gets kind of boring.
I don't think so. I find it fascinating.
Okay.
And then now, number three, soccer.
Yeah.
Football.
So you would say soccer is third on your list?
Can you find me a channel of curling?
No, not unless it's the Olympics.
Yeah, can you find me water polo on TV? No. You know, I mean, that's really it. It's like, of the three that are my three favorites, you know, participation, probably archery. You know, when Matthias and I were off shooting to bows and arrows,
mm-hmm,
that's some of the most fun I've had with one of my kids before.
Aww.
And the fact that place closed down.
They did?
Oh, yeah. Salt Lake Archery. It's gone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the guy who owned it died, and I don't think his kids wanted to keep running it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and every place else is, you know, Blue Stripes Matter, and you know, they're all amosexuals and weirdos and right-wingers, and I'm not taking my kid
yucky
there.
Yucky energy.
Yeah. And so that's it. I got all excited on the Instagrams when there's a workout tool that is you know, for arms, shoulders, and chest.
Uh-huh.
And it's a hard pull bow, you know, that you pull and let go and let go. And then it's got a game on the screen that you play while you do it.
That's cool.
That doesn't shoot. And I was like, oh, I want that. And then I saw the price tag and was like, I still want it, but I don't expect to ever own it. But that one looked pretty cool. All right. Do you have any more questions for me?
Do you want more questions?
Well, you never asked me my celebrity crush. I mean, that would have been a good one.
We talked about this.
Did we?
We talked about this last week.
Yeah, but I have more.
Okay, who is your celebrity crush?
Well, Katie Sackhoff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
Yes. Kate Winslet.
Winslet?
Definitely Winslet. Yeah. Especially now, you know. Yeah, she was cute when she was younger, but she and I are of an age, and I just think that she has aged 10 times better than me. Yeah,
she looks amazing.
She does look amazing.
I remember when she was in the hospital, and it was like, oh my God, the worry that was going on during that time.
That was Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Yes. That wasn't Winslet. I'm talking about Winslet.
Oh, sorry. Beckinsale. No, I remember when she was in the hospital, and you were like,
we were where she's a treasure. She's an international treasure.
International treasure.
Kate Beckinsale. Have you seen Jolt yet?
No.
Wonderful movie. Mm-hmm. We can watch it one of these days.
Okay.
No, I was talking about Kate Winslet.
Yes.
Yes.
Love her too.
I do too. All right. Last question for each of us. I will pick, do you have a hidden talent?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can do this with my tongue.
Okay, that's pretty weird.
I can fold it all up.
I can't do that. This is bad audio we're doing right now. Did you know that?
I know.
Yeah.
But I can do a really cool thing with my tongue, if that says anything.
Okay. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
I don't have any hidden talents, babe.
Hey. Oh, they're all out. Your talents are out.
They're all out. Yeah. Proud.
Okay.
Do you have hidden talents?
Yeah.
What are they?
I don't know. I think I talk about them all.
Yeah.
I do.
That's what I'm saying.
I can sing. A lot of people don't know I can sing.
Yeah, you can sing. You're a very good singer.
Thank you. When my arthritis lets me, I can play guitar.
Yeah, I love that.
And that's been my life since radio, since KSL and all that. People, you know, don't usually hear me talk about it. Especially now that my hands have gotten pretty bad. But yeah, that's... I don't know if that's hidden or not.
I do love it when you play.
Thanks. I'll play more often. I'll try anyway.
Okay. If we
get room for a guitar in here. Okay. I think that's it for questions. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back on the other side, we're going to give advice to people that haven't asked for it. Not from us, anyway.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're back. Just moments later, there wasn't an hour worth of stuff that happened in betwixt.
A whole bunch of stuff
that didn't happen. Nope. It's all alive. So we're at the segment now where we read letters of people asking for advice.
Yes.
And other questions. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, this is a am I the asshole question. Okay?
I'm ready.
I organize a major event in my town and do it primarily on my own. It's a lot of work leading up to the event, planning guests, schedules, activities, recruiting day of volunteers, etc. I don't mind, I love it. But my husband doesn't do much in regards to organizing. He does work it the day of the event, though. Once the event is said and done and our pay comes, he automatically divides it into two for each of us. I'm wondering if I'm the asshole for feeling like I should get more because I do way more work than he does. It's important to note, too, that we don't generally share money. He has his, I have mine. So it's not like it's all going to be go into the same pot. Thoughts?
I don't think you're an asshole. Let me share a story.
Okay.
Because that's what this is all about. A few years back, I was working as a landscaper. It was the first summer that I had landscaped. And I was working with this guy, Steve, who was a friend of my girlfriend. And Steve was the one that got me the job. And so I'd go, Steve would swing by, pick me up, take me. You know, we'd go and work the job site for the day. And then at the end of the day, I'd go to the truck and he'd go see the boss. And then he'd come back to the truck and he'd pay me.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out after about 4 or 5 days that what he was doing was getting equal pay for both of us and giving me less.
Oh.
Because I was less experienced.
Wow.
And that pissed me off.
Right.
Right. I mean, because the boss was the one that said that I made blank an hour and it was supposed to be paying me.
Yeah.
And then he was making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, were he the foreman and he wanted to pay me less because I had less experience? I absolutely understand that. You know?
He was stealing from you.
Oh, he absolutely was. That's, I quit working for him, went to work for another guy.
Yeah.
That was across the street that day that I'd made friendly with while we were waiting for rocks. So I was still working. But yeah, I mean, in this case with this lady, why would the guy split it in two?
Why would
if he wasn't an asshole?
Yeah, why would he take any money at all? Really, it sounds like she is recruiting volunteers. Why wouldn't he volunteer? Why wouldn't he support her in what she's doing, this big thing?
And if he's her ex-husband, of course you have split accounts. Is it not ex-husband?
No.
Did I read that wrong?
Yeah, no exes. They just don't share their money.
Oh, they just don't share their money. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, you really ought to have a talk with him.
I think so.
Yeah. Did he book the gig? That's a question. Is he the reason that you're there? Does he think that he's entitled? He's still wrong, but, you know, there might be a little bit more to why he's being a dick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. This is a particular question that is easily answered. So what I want to do is go to the root question of the overall question. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So the specific question is, my brother's girlfriend, 19 female, wants an open relationship, but my brother, 23 male, is super monogamous.
Super.
My brother is monogamous and his girlfriend wants to open the relationship. They both love each other and don't want to leave. They've been dating for 10 months. 10 months. I'm sorry. I'm making fun of the children. Neither want to compromise. He feels it too much and has panic attacks. He thinks intimacy should only be to the relationship. She wants to explore. He's getting super mentally drained because of the panic attacks, and I'm stuck in the middle watching him suffer. I don't want to do that. I want to help, but I don't know how. So the core question is, I want to know how to help. You can't.
We can't.
It is not your relationship. It is not your business.
Nope.
You know, you can be there to listen. You can offer advice if asked. This is one where you don't want to stick your nose in the middle.
I think that's what we're doing right now.
We?
Yeah.
Well,
Nobody asked us, really.
She did. Right here on the internet.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just my point. But the deeper question on this one is, what do you do when one person in a relationship wants to be open and the other one doesn't?
You don't do it. Or you break up.
Yeah.
That's it. Done. Easy. There's no question. You can't successfully make a relationship work like that when one person is not comfortable in an open relationship.
Right. Right. So take a minute. Explore your thoughts on polyamory.
You know, that's different.
I know that's different. It's actually one of the topics we're going to hit on here in the coming weeks. I think I read them off in the first show.
We talked about it.
So, yeah, I don't need to do that again. But, yeah, I mean, that's really what it comes down to is there's no compromise for something like this.
Mm-mm.
There is no middle ground.
And you can't use logic, too, because emotions involved. And emotions don't make sense. You can't understand them. They just are. So if somebody is not feeling comfortable and safe in a relationship like that, then you don't move forward.
Yeah. Because that's not a thing where you have to find that balance. No. It's an either or.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I got another one. Was I wrong? Double standard or other. 3 years ago, my long-term girlfriend asked me to grow a beard after being clean shaven for the first time in many years. Never had a full beard, though, just a goatee. She didn't like me being clean shaven. I happily did it because who wouldn't want to look good for their partner? Fast forward to last week. My girlfriend's always had shorter hair for a woman. Think pixie cut. I've always loved her hair. We've talked several times about hairstyles and how I don't have strong preferences with the exception of male type short hair on women. You know where this is going. She mentioned she was getting a haircut and I didn't think anything of it until I saw her Facebook post. She shaved everything like a number two guard. That's pretty short. But a little bit at the top at the bangs. Now, putting a pin in that right there.
Okay.
I'm painting a picture in my head.
Yeah.
And it is a bad haircut. Yeah. It's just, it's to the dome with a little bit of bangs.
That could be something completely different than you're thinking, I'm sure.
I hope so.
I'm sure.
I hope so. Anyway, for the rest of the question.
I'm sure she looked very cute.
Sure. Sure. Like G.I. Jane. Maybe. Let's see. She mentioned she was getting the haircut, yada, yada, yada. I didn't know until I saw her Facebook post. I couldn't get myself to like her Facebook post.
Oh, my
She then sent me, I can't do it.
It's just, I don't feel right about it.
Yep. It'll make my spirit dark. She then sent me a text and asked what I thought. Noting that her son had already told her he didn't like it, I responded with, "Glad you are happy with it." The next few days, we would probably have had the toughest conversations we've had yet. I asked her why she did it, knowing that I didn't like short hair and that her not giving me a heads up kind of hurts. And she went on to say, "It's her hair." She also mentioned that if she grew it out for me, she would look at it every day and resent it because she was doing it for me. So let's go back to my beard. I look in the mirror most days, excited that I have it for it. Dude, you are so full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Would never resent looking better for my partner. Sorry, this went long. Was I out of line asking her to consider growing it out again? Remember that she didn't have long hair before, and I loved it. I just don't like it this short. So here's the happy go lucky beard growing guy.
Yeah,
you want facial hair, my love? I shall grow it for you. The bounteous bounty of chin stubble is yours.
How thoughtful.
Yeah. You know what?
He made that decision. That was nice of him.
And he did, and he decided to champion himself and feel good about it.
Yeah.
Here I am, the happiest lad in all the world, because I've grown a beard because I was asked to.
And he wasn't resentful.
Nope.
He felt comfortable in it. Good, good. Okay.
She said, "Do a thing for me, would you please?" And he said, "Okay, I'm happy to do that." And then he says, "Do a thing for me." And she says, "You know, I'm really not comfortable with that." And guess what? That's okay.
Right.
That's fine.
He was playing with strings attached. I did this for you. You owe me.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is where he's coming from.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, dude. It's, do you love her or do you love the way she looks? If you're in love with the way she looks and not in love with her, you're not going to get past this. You know, if you can get your head out of your ass for a minute and realize that, guess what? It's her hair. She can do what she wants with it. You know, you could hypothetically, apropos of nothing whatsoever, you could ask every time you are asked what color someone should dye their hair, and you can answer and never, ever, ever get that. No matter how many times you've pleaded or begged.
It might happen one day.
You don't get it. And guess what? It's not that big a deal. every time this person, this hypothetical person, does their hypothetical hair, looks great. Looks fantastic. I've seen it short. I've seen it long. Hypothetically? Can you imagine me without a beard?
No.
No. You know why? It's terrifying. I look like one of the Campbell's Soup kids grew up with a drinking problem.
No, stop.
The beard is important.
I love the beard. I would be very sad if you shaved it, but that would be your decision. And it would not be a deal breaker for me, just so you know.
Well, that's good. Because part of me is like, I'm going to shave. I did. I went from the beard to a goatee a couple years back. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't much care for it anymore. Hmm. I wore that goatee for 20 fucking years and then just let it fill in and was like, oh, this beard thing's not so shabby. It
looks really good.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
All that white.
I'm fixing. I am getting rid of the white.
I like it.
All right. So that's the end of the letters, the end of the questions. Do you have anything else? What do we got coming up this week?
This week we have, just busy with kids this week.
Yeah. Yeah. We got one kid moving all their shit out and one kid moving all his shit in.
Yeah. So
awesome. We still don't have an office.
We still don't have an office.
I mean, that's really it. When we fundraise, when we ask for Patreon, you know, part of the future plan is studio space.
Right.
You know, we need gear. Yeah, we got to pay for bandwidth. We desperately need help paying for bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what I'd like to do is grow the base enough that we can, you know, get that studio space, get that quiet. We don't have dogs barking anymore. That hairy faced jackass on the fucking motorcycle that decides to idle up to warm right outside our window. Mm-hmm. We would not have that.
That would be a game changer.
It really would. You know, I'd be able to do voiceover work again.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be able to record other people. We could have business meetings, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, important income generating activities.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Oh, I do too. I really like the sound of that. Anyway, you can help us out over on Patreon, patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. Every week that we record, we put special content there. So you will pretty much find it Ghost Town this week because we couldn't record the other two shows because the computer died. And add to that. That's why this show's a day late. But thank you so much for listening. And I appreciate everyone's feedback. Please know, and we can keep it anonymous, no problem. If you want to ask a question, if you would like a little bit of advice, you know, hit me up on the Facebook, hit me up on the thing, hit me up on the website at theleftshow.com for now, and do that. You guys, there's a contact form there on the Left Show site. You can get a hold of me that way. I'm hesitant to give out my email address because I don't have one for the show yet, and the other one's already overwhelmed. So thank you for listening. Thanks for recording with me, man.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun this week. Yeah.
It was fun. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.